Already have I been false to Valentine. And now I must be as unjust to Thurio. Under the color of commending him, I have access my own love to prefer. But Sylvia is too fair, too true, too holy to be corrupted with my worthless gifts. When I protest true loyalty to her, she twits me with my falsehood to my friend. When to her beauty I commend my vows, she bids me think how I have been forsworn in breaking faith with Julia, whom I loved. And notwithstanding all her sudden quips, the least whereof would quell a lover's hope, yet, spaniel-like, the more she spurns my love, the more it grows and fawneth on her still. Here comes Thurio. Now must be to her window and give some evening music to her ear.
How is it, you might be bored?
Hi, gentle Thurio. You know that love will creep himself his way, cannot go.
I hope so. You love not here.
Yes, sir, I do, or else I would be hence.
Oh, Sylvia,
I thank you for your sake.
Oh, I thank you for your own.
Now, gentlemen, let's tune and tweet us for a while.
Now, my young guest, methinks you're alley-colly. I pray you, why is it?
Marry my host, because I cannot be married.
Come, we'll have you merry. I'll bring you where you shall hear music and see the gentleman that you asked for.
But shall I hear him speak?
Aye, that you shall.
That will be music.
Hark!
Is he among these?
Aye, but please, let's hear him. Pretty youth.
It plays false, father.
How? Out of tune on the strings?
Not so. Yet so false that he grieves my very heartstrings.
You have a quick ear.
I would have a deaf. Makes me have a slow heart.
I perceive you delight not in music.
Not a whit when it jars so.
Hark! What fine changes in the music.
That change is the spite.
You would have them always play but one thing.
I would always have one play but one thing. But host, does this the Proteus that we talk on often resort unto this gentleman.
I tell you what Lawrence's man told me. He loved her out of all nick.
Where is Lawrence?
Gone to seek his dog, which tomorrow, by his master's command, he must carry for a present to his lady.
Peace! The sight become being passed.
Fear you not, Uriel. I shall so plead that you shall say my cunning drift excels.
Where meet we?
At St. Gregory's Well.
Yeah, well.
Madam. Good evening to your ladyship.
I thank you for your music, gentlemen. Who is that that spake?
One sweet lady. If you knew his pure heart's truth, you would quickly learn to know him by his voice.
Sir Proteus, as I take you.
Sir Proteus, gentle lady, and your servant.
What is your will?
That I may compass yours.
Well, you have your wish. My will is even this, that presently you hie you home to bed. Thou subtle, perjured, false, disloyal man. Thinkest thou I am so shallow, so conceitless, to be seduced by thy flattery, that has deceived so many with thy vows? Return, return, and make thy love amends. For me, by this pale queen of night, I swear, I am so far from granting thy request that I despise thee for thy wrongful suit, and by intend to chide myself even for this time I spend in talking to thee.
I grant, sweet love, that I did love a lady, but she is dead.
To her fault I should speak it, for I am sure she is not buried.
Say that she be. Yet Valentine, thy friend, survives, to whom thyself art witness, I am betrothed. And art thou not ashamed to wrong him with thy importunity?
I likewise hear that Valentine is dead.
When so suppose am I, for in his grave, assure thyself my love is buried.
Sweet lady, let me rake it from the earth.
Go to thy lady's grave, and call her thence, or at the least in her sepulchre thine.
He heard not that.
Madam, if your heart be so obdurate, vouchsafe me yet your picture for my love, the picture that is hanging in your chamber. To that I'll speak, to that I'll sigh and weep. Since the substance of your perfect self is else devoted, I am but a shadow, and to your shadow will I make true love.
If it were a substance, you would sure deceive it, and make it but a shadow, as I am.
I am very loath to be your idol, sir. But since your falsehood shall become you well, to worship shadows and adore false shapes, send to me in the morning, and I'll send it. And so good rest.
As wretches have our night that wait for execution in the morn.
Will you go?
By my alladum, I was fast asleep.
And where lies the Proteus?
Bury at my house. Trust me, it is almost day.
Not so. It has been the longest night that e'er I watched. The most heaviest.